Welcome to the Barnes Morning Ag News for July 10th, right here on the Colorado Ag News Network. It's brought to you in part by...
Sorting through the myths and misinformation to find facts about farming and food can be overwhelming. Colorado Farm Bureau has made the job easier for you by collecting credible answers to your most asked questions about food. Learn more about Colorado food and agriculture at mycoloradofood.com.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent survey, Farm Radio was rated twice as reliable as major news outlets. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
This is Brian Ulmer, and here's what's making it to the top of the barn in Ag News this Friday morning. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement and its implementation were the focus of White House talks this week between President Donald Trump and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. During a joint appearance, the two leaders stressed the significance of USMCA for increased trade in North America at a time when the coronavirus pandemic has taken a huge toll on agriculture and other sectors. And despite predictions of confrontational talks, the two insisted the opposite were true. Here's President Trump.
Tonight's gathering follows a productive day of meetings and concludes an exceptional visit in which we made tremendous strides on behalf of our countries.
Mexico's López Obrador, through a translator, stressed the importance of USMCA's raising domestic content requirements for goods made on the continent, as well as labor improvements over NAFTA.
Guaranteeing better salaries, better labor conditions for workers of all three countries. This was not included in the previous agreement. That's why we are just so happy to be here in the White House.
But U.S. farm leaders are keen to stress the need for vigilance and enforcement of USMCA. These comments from Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley.
And we're getting the feeling that our biotechnology is not welcome in Mexico. I hope that's not true. It would be prior to all the things we've tried to accomplish, making sure that all things dealing with safety of food is science-based.
USMCA provides safeguards and dispute mechanisms the United States may soon use against Mexico and Canada, and that could set a standard for possible future deals with the United Kingdom, Kenya, and others. But for now, USMCA has seen adding tens of billions of dollars in U.S. exports, including some $2 billion in sorely needed farm exports. In other national ag news, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says additional commodities have been added to the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. The USDA says producers will be able to submit applications that include these commodities beginning on Monday, July 13th, with the application period ending August 28th. The USDA designed the program to help offset price declines and additional marketing costs brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. The agency also expects additional eligible commodities to be added to the list in the weeks ahead. In a statement, Secretary Perdue said, "When we announced this program, we asked for public input and received a good response. After reviewing comments and analyzing our USDA market news data, we are adding new commodities as well as making updates to the program for existing eligible commodities. A few of the additional commodities eligible for CFAP include beets, blackberries, lettuce, green peas, pineapple, fresh sugar cane, and many more. The changes also include expanding funding options for already eligible commodities like apples, blueberries, garlic, potatoes, and raspberries. The USDA found that these commodities had a 5% or greater price decline between mid-January and mid-April because of COVID-19. Originally, these commodities were only eligible for marketing adjustments. They also say peaches and rhubarb no longer qualify for payments of the CARES Act sales loss category. Also, the USDA and Farm Service Agency announced on July 9th the acceptance of more than 1.2 million acres in the Conservation Reserve Grasslands Program during the recent sign-up period that began March 16th and ended May 15th. The number of acres offered during the sign-up period was 1.9 million acres, over three times the number offered during the last sign-up period in 2016. Through CRP Grasslands, farmers and ranchers can protect grasslands, rangelands, and pastures while retaining the right to conduct common grazing practices like haying, mowing, or harvesting seed from the enrolled land. Timing of the activities may be restricted by the primary nesting season of birds, though. FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce said in a statement, "This large and unprecedented enrollment is a reflection of the popularity and importance of CRP grasslands. The program emphasizes support for grazing operations and plant and animal biodiversity while protecting land under the greatest threat of conversion or development." Participants in the program will receive an annual rental payment and may receive up to 50% cost share for establishing approved conservation practices. The duration of the CRP Grasslands contract is either 10 or 15 years. FSA ranked offers using a number of factors, including existence of expiring CRP land, threat of conversion or development, existing grassland, and predominance of native species cover and cost. Keep in mind, the 2018 Farm Bill set aside not fewer than 2 million acres for CRP grassland enrollment. October 1st of 2020, grassland enrollment is expected to be 2.1 million acres. CRP is, of course, one of the largest conservation programs at USDA, and CRP is marking its 35th anniversary this year, with 21.9 million acres currently enrolled. For more information about CRP grasslands, contact your local FSA county office or visit fsa.usda.gov/crp. And in Colorado Ag News, Rocky Mountain Farmers Union, a general family farm and ranch organization representing 20,000 members across the states of Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, have come out in support of the latest bipartisan federal legislation that addresses many of the issues facing small and mid-sized meat processing plants across the United States. The bill is known as the Requiring Assistance to Meat Processors for Upgrading Plants, or Ramp Up Act, and it authorizes the USDA to make one-to-one matching grants of up to $100,000 to existing custom-exempt and state-inspected meat and poultry processing facilities. The grants are for the purposes of reducing the burdens associated with attaining federal inspection without lowering food safety standards. The grants can be used for planning and making any required capital improvements associated with attaining federal inspection. Given the current disruption in the meat supply and poultry supply chains, the matching funds requirement is waived for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. A total of $80 million in mandatory money is provided for the remainder of the 2020 through 2023, and an additional $20 million per year in discretionary funding could be authorized should more funds be necessary. The program is authorized through 2023 to match up with Farm Bill discussions. The Ramp Up Act bill would also require the USDA to work with states to determine what improvements to the Cooperative Interstate Shipment Program should be made, with the goal of having this report in advance of the next Farm Bill discussions. Rocky Mountain Farmers Union President Dr. Dale McCall said in a statement, "Just 50 meat plants process 98% of meat in the United States. This level of consolidation makes the industry particularly vulnerable to disruptions, a fact that has become evident recently. When COVID-19 outbreaks among workers forced several plants to temporarily slow or halt production, the entire meat supply chain backed up. As a result, farmers were left with nowhere to sell their animals, and consumers saw higher prices and meat shortages at their grocery stores." McCall added, "We urge our legislators from Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico to join in co-sponsoring and supporting the Ramp Up Act when they return to Washington, D.C. next week. If you want more information about the Ramp Up Act, please visit agriculture.house.gov. There's much more on this story online inside the barn at barnmedia.net, which is also where you'll find more on today's stories, plus the latest national, regional, and of course, more Colorado Ag News, too. Have a fantastic Friday, and thanks for making the barn part of it.